Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories today.
We love to read books, be silly, and play.
Me and my mommy are here every week to read you great stories that all are unique. Join us at bedtime, or bath time, or breakfast. We promise it's better than a trip to the dentist.
Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories.
So, it's Valentine's Day coming up this week. And I got a Valentine's Day joke. You want to hear it? Well, it's not really a joke. It's more of a poem. You ready? A Valentine poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm allergic to both. They make me achoo! Okay, Toots.
Yeah.
Your turn. You have a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, let me hear it.
What did one volcano say to the other?
Oh, I don't know. What?
I love you.
Okay, my turn again. My turn. What do you say to an octopus on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
I wanna hold your hand. Hand, 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 hand. You get it? Because they have so many hands?
I actually don't like that one.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh. Last joke of the night. Conchetta's turn. Go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Luke.
Luke who?
Luke who got a Valentine.
Luke who got a Valentine! All right, guys, tonight's book is a funny one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Rose.
Oh, I remember that. Like, the old lady swallowed a fly.
Maybe, yes.
No, like that on the video. You should watch it at my school.
Okay. Do you watch it at schoolie?
But not the lady ate a rose, only the lady ate a fly and a dog and a spider.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is for Valentine's Day, and it's by Lucille Calandro and illustrated by Jared Lee.
Well, but he looks like a man because he had a little beard.
You think that's a beard?
Yeah.
I think it's just the way he drew.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's get started.
How did he write the letters?
Pretty cool, huh? They're
those
like squiggly.
Look like rocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There was an old lady who swallowed a rose. It says, in loving memory of my mom and dad, a special thank you to Mia.
Mia!
And to Lee and Beverly Dunn. Here we go. There was an old lady who swallowed a rose. I don't know why she swallowed the rose, but that's how it goes. There was an old lady who swallowed some lace. She didn't race to swallow that lace. She swallowed the lace to tie the rose. I don't know why she swallowed the rose, but that's how it goes. There was an old lady who swallowed some glitter. She wasn't a quitter to swallow the glitter.
Can I swallow glitter?
No. She swallowed the glitter to trim the lace. She swallowed the lace to tie the rose. I don't know why she swallowed the rose, but that's how it goes.
Well, usually the tapes... it had to round the rose, and the sparkles had to make it beautiful, I think.
Okay. There was an old lady who swallowed some candy. It was fine and dandy to swallow that candy. She swallowed the candy to garnish the glitter. She swallowed the glitter to trim the lace. She swallowed the lace to tie the rose. I don't know why she swallowed the rose, but that's how it goes.
Can I swallow a rose?
I don't think so.
I'm going to try the next morning.
Oh, you let me know how it goes. There was an old lady who swallowed a jewel. She wasn't a fool to swallow that jewel. She swallowed the jewel to brighten the candy. She swallowed the candy to garnish the glitter. She swallowed the glitter to trim the lace. She swallowed the lace to tie the rose. I don't know why she swallowed the rose, but that's how it goes.
You say that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Every time.
Look at this. There was an old lady who swallowed some hearts. She showered her smart. Oh, not showered. She showed her smarts by swallowing those hearts. It's like a tongue twister. Mm-hmm. She swallowed the hearts to surround the jewel. She swallowed the jewel to brighten the candy. She swallowed the candy to garnish the glitter. She swallowed the glitter to trim the lace. She swallowed the lace to tie the rose. I don't know why she swallowed the rose, but that's how it goes. Look at this. There was an old lady who swallowed a card. It wasn't hard to swallow the card. It brought the old lady so much happiness that she smiled and laughed and blew a kiss. And look, everything that she swallowed came out of her mouth when she blew a kiss. What's in here? The rose, the lace, the glitter, the candy, the jewel, the hearts. Everything.
The candy.
And then finally the card came out. And it says, Happy Valentine's Day. Love, the old lady.
Why? I think this is fiction.
I think so too, silly stinks. So guys, Happy Valentine's Day. We hope you all have a great loving day.
Mommy?
Yes?
I do not stink.
You do not stink?
No.
No, you don't stink. I don't know where that came from, but... We hope you enjoyed. There was an old lady who swallowed a rose. And I hope you enjoyed our jokes, too. We put some of our jokes on this episode for Valentine's Day. Do you remember them? Do you remember the jokes?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you remember?
I don't remember...
It's hard.
I remember the volcano
one. The volcano one was cute. I like that one. I lava you.
I could say the whole part a little bit.
You think you can remember it?
What did a lava volcano say?
What?
I lava you.
That's right. All right, guys, have a great night. Happy Valentine's Day. Want to say anything? Bye. Oh, she's tired again. Good night, guys. Hi, guys. Corey here from Sleepyhead Stories. I just wanted to take a quick minute of your time to say thank you. Thank you so much to those listeners that have been with us from the very beginning, and thank you to those listeners that are brand new. Sleepyhead Stories would not exist without any of you, and we are forever grateful. Our future is extremely bright in 2019. We are looking forward to some exciting things like a brand new website, merchandise, and collaborations with children's book authors. We are so excited you guys can be with us along for the ride. And we also want to say thank you to our super supporters. These are people that choose to support Sleepyhead Stories monetarily through a monthly donation. Could be anywhere as small as 99 cents a month to $10. And also to our super supporters that support us by sharing our podcast on their personal social media feeds. We are forever grateful. Guys, also remember that we have an Instagram account, Sleepyhead Stories, where we post a picture of every book that we read and also some other fun things along the way. So check that out if you haven't already. Again, thank you from Sleepyhead Stories. We're so excited for the new year and we can't wait to read those great books, share them with you guys, and just have some fun. So again, have a great day or a great night. Thank you.